About a month ago, Governor Jay Nixon told the Department of Corrections to make a change. He wanted them to come up with a new drug to carry out executions.
The drug they'd originally planned to use is a popular medical anesthetic, and using it in an execution could have triggered a shortage in U.S. hospitals. What's more, the state obtained the drug from a company that wasn't authorized to sell it. Here's Nixon on why he told the Department of Corrections to find a new drug.
I mean, I looked at this from two perspectives. Number one was public safety, obviously, and the second was public health. On the public safety side, making sure that we continue to move forward with executions when folks have committed incredibly serious offenses like this, I think it's an important public policy matter that I continue to support.
A week after Nixon asked for a new execution drug, the Department of Corrections came up with one, a drug called pentobarbital. But they didn't stop there. They also made another important alteration. They changed the rules to hide the identity of the drug supplier. It used to be that just the names of the people actually carrying out the execution were confidential. Now the so-called execution team includes, quote, individuals who prescribe, compound, prepare, or otherwise supply the chemicals for use in the lethal injection procedure.
In other words, it's now illegal to name any company or individual involved with supplying an execution drug. The American Civil Liberties Union of Missouri has sued, saying that change takes away any public oversight of the process.
I think the First Amendment gives the public the right to know who the execution team is and to question whether or not they're qualified.
The group's legal director, Tony Rothert, says the sole purpose of the new rule is to silence debate.
It's just a shroud of secrecy to try to prevent criticism and skepticism from the public about how executions are done.
Keep in mind that Missouri bought its previous execution drug from someone who wasn't authorized to sell it, so the state has a questionable track record on this.
The one thing we do know is that the state is getting its pentobarbital from something called a compounding pharmacy. Normally, compounding pharmacies are used to prepare a drug that isn't commercially available to meet the needs of a specific patient. For example, a doctor could write a prescription for a pharmacy to create a liquid form of a medication for a child who can't swallow pills.
That's the normal use. Missouri is turning to a compounding pharmacy, though, because no drug manufacturer wants its product to be used in a lethal injection.
And using a compounding pharmacy is an issue because the Food and Drug Administration has found problems with the quality of some of the drugs they make. Last year, a contaminated drug made by a compounding pharmacy infected hundreds of people across the country, leading to dozens of deaths.
But the FDA doesn't regulate compounding pharmacies. Individual states do. In Missouri, the Board of Pharmacy has found problems on its own. Even though there have been improvements in recent years, inspections spanning the last decade have found that about one out of every five drugs made by compounding pharmacies failed to meet standards.
It's what I would refer to as faith-based medicine.
Randy Jewell is the former dean of the University of Pittsburgh School of Pharmacy and once led a committee that advised the FDA on how compounding pharmacies should be regulated. We asked Jewell what he thought about a compounding pharmacy making a drug to put someone to death.
I question whether that practice is even legal, given the Pharmacy Practice Act of your state and the DEA regulations.
We've asked the Missouri Board of Pharmacy about the legality of a compounding pharmacy making a drug to be used in an execution. A spokesperson responded, quote, "Lethal injection is not referenced in state statute regarding compounding pharmacies." Putting the legality issue aside, we asked Jewell if, in general, he would trust a drug coming from a compounding pharmacy.
It depends upon whether I trusted the pharmacist.
And that's what's problematic about Missouri's situation. Because of the new rule that makes naming the compounding pharmacy illegal, we really can't know. We can't verify if the company is registered and licensed properly. We can't verify if the company has been cited in the past for shoddy practices. Because of the new rule, there is no public oversight of where the execution drugs are coming from.
A lot of people listening could be wondering why we should care whether Missouri is getting its drugs from a reputable source. After all, the inmates set to be executed have been convicted of doing atrocious things. And the state isn't giving them these drugs to make them well. It's doing it to kill them.
John Simon is a constitutional lawyer and has been working with the legal team that's representing Joseph Paul Franklin, who's set to be executed next week. Franklin is being put to death for killing a man outside a St. Louis synagogue in 1977 and has confessed to killing numerous others. Here's what Simon tells us could happen if the compounding pharmacy comes up with an execution drug that isn't strong enough to kill Franklin quickly.
One scenario will be that he will die a lengthy, excruciating death, and the entire country will be aghast.
According to the new execution protocol, if Franklin doesn't die after the first dose, which could happen if the drug isn't potent enough, the Department of Corrections is supposed to administer another syringe. But that's only after, quote, a sufficient amount of time for death to occur. And that could mean a slow and painful death.
We are better than he is. Criminal penalties are not intended to drag the rest of us down to the level of the worst offenders.
For 3 weeks, St. Louis Public Radio has been trying to get the Department of Corrections to release documents that would provide some insight into the quality of its execution drugs. So far, they've delayed and used the new confidentiality rule to withhold the records we've asked for. The Department of Corrections reports to Nixon, so we asked the governor if he told them to make the supplier of the execution drug confidential.
The only thing that I instructed them was that we need to make sure that we have a protocol and for them to move forward vis-a-vis the drug and work effectively to get another method. That's all I said.
Since the governor says he did not tell the corrections department to make the supplier confidential, we asked his office if he will tell them to make it public again. His office didn't get back to us, and neither did the corrections department. The Missouri Attorney General declined to comment.
Unless there is some legal intervention from one of the numerous lawsuits against the state of Missouri, the Department of Corrections will carry out its first execution with a drug from a compounding pharmacy next week. I'm Chris McDaniel.
And I'm Veronique LaCapra, St. Louis Public Radio.